Welcome to another episode of the PeterWrightsBlog.com podcast from Peter Wright, the contrarian thinker, speaker, and writer who believes it's not what happens to you in life, it's what you do about it that counts. Today's post is titled Values, Hypocrisy, Genocidal Presidents, and Disgraced Scientists. Quite a mouthful. Last weekend, Sudan's President Omar al-Bashir was briefly prevented from leaving South Africa when a judge bravely issued a court order restricting his movements at the request of a human rights organization. The International Criminal Court wants the arrest of the Sudanese president for crimes against humanity. On Monday, 15 June, he flew out of the country. There was no apparent attempt to stop him leaving or to detain him as requested by the ICC. With my experience of living in Africa for most of my life, I'm not surprised at the South African government's action or lack of respect for both human rights and the rule of law. The ANC came to power through brutal intimidation and a campaign to make the country ungovernable. I am more surprised that a judge was actually permitted to issue a court order in an attempt to prevent a wanted criminal from leaving. The new South Africa has a long history of ignoring the crimes of other brutal African leaders and supporting corrupt regimes like that of Mugabe in Zimbabwe. That it reaps what it sows by suffering serious unrest and waves of crime because of the huge numbers of illegal immigrants flooding into the country from its corrupt neighbours would be poetic justice if it wasn't for the huge cost in human lives and misery. What does not surprise me either is the almost complete lack of criticism in the West of the South African government for ignoring a request by the ICC, to which it is a party, and allowing a wanted criminal to escape. There is criticism from Justice Malala in an article in The Guardian, and there's a link on the post, but nothing yet from world leaders, the UN, human rights organisations, churches, or the assorted groups of self-appointed do-gooders who were so ready to condemn the old South Africa for the slightest hint of oppressive action. It's yet another example of the erosion of values in the West. Liberals succeeded in overturning these successful governments in the two most developed countries in Africa and then turned their backs on the horrors the new governments unleashed on their unfortunate citizens, millions condemned to far more serious adversity than under the former governments. The hypocrisy would be unbelievable if it were not so tragic. I don't spend much time on social media, but from my limited reading, it seems that the insensitive but not criminal comments by Tim Hunt, a Nobel Prize-winning scientist, about the distracting effects of women in science laboratories has generated more outrage than the release of al-Bashir, who is accused of organizing the genocide of 400,000 people and the displacement of 2.5 million more. The scientist has seen his career ruined, the murderous president helped to evade justice. There's something wrong with us. The lack of tolerance is so well developed that no one can risk making a comment or voicing an opinion unless that opinion is acceptable to the social media vigilantes. What happened to the art of debate, the exchange of ideas that led our societies to their greatness? It's time for that pendulum to start swinging back towards common sense before political correctness and lack of tolerance doom us all to extinction. What do you think? Hop over to the post, PeterWrightsBlog.com, and leave a comment. And bye for now.